I have one simple question. Why has there been no coverage about the fact that dozens of countries jointly came together to tell Israel to stop committing war crimes in Lebanon? Israel killed a bunch of UN peacekeepers while striking Lebanon relentlessly, and 70 countries had to come together and say, Israel needs to knock it off. Now, while I was making a video describing the situation between Israel and Lebanon, Donald Trump came out with some breaking news in the form of a series of Truth Social posts announcing what he calls a 10-day ceasefire between Lebanon and Israel, a supposed 10-day ceasefire. While I do hope that the firing stops and the casualties stop, forgive me for struggling to believe that Donald Trump has reached any sort of substantive, sophisticated deal in this situation. In the Middle East, and with Donald Trump's deals, time and time again, we've seen tensions escalating, like 24 hours after the deal is cut. Remember when Donald Trump took office in January of 2025, and there was all this talk about the peacemaker, the deal that he made between Israel and Gaza on day one? But then by day two, Israel was striking Gaza again. Hamas was killing dissidents in the Gaza Strip, and the war was continuing to rage on, as it still does. So over the past few days, the ceasefire that was supposed to happen between the United States and Iran was basically shattered by the fact that Israel continued to strike Lebanon. Donald Trump repeatedly asked Netanyahu and everybody to stop striking Lebanon, but they continued to strike. That's why we've been covering on this channel our rogue allies who continue to strike countries in the region. It's also worth pointing out, Israel is currently waging a ground invasion. They have ground troops in Lebanon that they launched in March of 2026. So they used the United States joining this war as an opportunity to ramp up their military operations across the Middle East. I want to talk about Donald Trump's posts in just one second. We'll talk about this in just one second. But first, I genuinely don't think enough people are talking about the fact that dozens of countries had to jointly come together to condemn attacks on UN peacekeepers. For real, 10 years ago, criticizing Israel in this manner was unthinkable. Now, you can have common sense criticisms against the Israeli government while still making sure that we push back against anti-Semitism, which is real. I see it online all the time. We need to be very clear about pushing back against that while saying, dude, these war crimes are not okay. Dozens of states issue a joint statement at the United Nations condemning, quote, unacceptable aggressive behavior towards UN peacekeepers in Lebanon and calling for increased protection after the deaths of three Indonesian soldiers. The 63 countries and the European Union as a whole expresses deep concern over the humanitarian situation in Lebanon, especially the significant civilian casualties, the extensive destruction of civilian infrastructure, and the mass displacement of more than 1 million people. It seems like Israel has a consistent pattern with the way they wage war, and it's not consistent with international law. It also seems like Donald Trump is beginning to learn from Israel in his style of waging war. I mean, what did he threaten? To wipe out the civilization, never to be seen again? Never to come back again? That's essentially genocide. Pete Hegseth came out today in a video that I made this morning. He came out today, not out of the closet, but he came out today, and he began giving this press conference saying essentially, we are locked and loaded, ready to keep going. We're ready to do our largest strikes yet. But dog, I thought you guys were in the middle of negotiating some sort of peace deal. While reaffirming their full support for the United Nations Interim Force in Lebanon, the UNIFIL, the countries urged the UN and its Security Council to strengthen the protection of UN peacekeepers in an increasingly dangerous environment. They have to strengthen the protection of their own peacekeepers, not against terrorists like Hamas or Hezbollah, which are terrorists, but against Israel. Israel is killing the UN peacekeepers. It's absolutely absurd. Israel's UN envoy said all three deaths are attributable to Hezbollah, while an IDF probe said they were hit by Hezbollah bombs. But there was a lot of disagreement about this very thing, as the UN seemed to think differently. Can I go over really quickly to Pope Leo? I want to show you what he's been tweeting over the past few hours. Man, this tweet that he made 3 hours ago has 169,000 likes, 3.7 million views. This is good. This is good narrative control against Donald Trump. It's nice to have moral clarity on the global stage. It's actually getting a lot of views. Speaking of, if you want to help boost our channel and boost the Mockler Media team, make sure you drop a like. We live and survive on YouTube, Substack, on Facebook. So if you want to make sure the message is heard and our team is continuing to build, make sure you subscribe below. Drop a blue heart in the comments. Pope Leo said 3 hours ago, "Woe to those who manipulate religion in the very name of God for their own military, economic, and political gain, dragging that which is sacred into darkness and filth." Okay, come on. He's totally talking about Pete Hegseth and Donald Trump in this. Or at the very least, he's saying things that are very, very normal for Catholic popes to say, but he's absolutely in this subtext talking about them. 3 hours ago, he said, "Peace is not something we must invent. It is something we must embrace by accepting our neighbor as a brother or sister. We do not choose our brothers and sisters. We must simply accept one another. We are one family inhabiting the same home, this wonderful planet that ancient cultures have cared about for over a millennia." To continue, he then said, "We are all our brothers and sisters' keeper. In God's great family, no one is ever a stranger or forgotten." I think it was important to read some of this while we were talking about the war crimes that are currently being committed. On to Donald Trump's post. He made a post just a bit ago announcing a ceasefire, which I would love. I would love the firing to stop, but I don't quite believe that the firing between Lebanon, or Hezbollah in particular, and Israel will stop. If I had to guess, Israel will likely strike, which will give Lebanon, or Hezbollah, a good excuse to strike back. A bunch of civilians will die. It keeps happening in a repetitious cycle where things escalate, and then Donald Trump announces a grandiose ceasefire. You know what I'm sick of? I'm sick of the grandiose announcements with no actual follow-through. He's throwing around trillions and trillions of dollars. He's throwing around ceasefires. Every single 3 days, they're close to a ceasefire. Then the firing still continues. He said, "I just had excellent conversations with the highly respected President Joseph Aoun of Lebanon and Prime Minister Bibi Netanyahu of Israel. These two leaders have agreed that in order to achieve peace between their countries, they will formally begin a 10-day ceasefire at 5 p.m. The two countries met for the first time in 34 years here in Washington, D.C. with our great Secretary of State Marco Rubio. I have directed Vice President J.D. Vance and Secretary of State Rubio, together with the chairman, to work with Israel and Lebanon to achieve a lasting peace. The likelihood is Hezbollah will fire. Lebanon will say they have no control over them. Israel will fire back. It continues to happen in a cyclical manner." He then says, "In addition to the statement I just issued, I will be inviting Prime Minister of Israel, Bibi Netanyahu, and the President of Lebanon, Joseph Aoun, to the White House for the first meaningful talks between Israel and Lebanon since 1983, a very long time ago. Both sides want to see peace, and I believe that will happen." You do not get to rebrand yourself as some sort of peacemaker because you invited two leaders that you sparked a war between to the White House. Dude, Donald Trump and Bibi Netanyahu launched a war. There are currently troops on the ground in Lebanon. I am almost certain that Donald Trump realizes how much he's messed up with this war and how much it's tarnished his image. You know, about 2 years ago, when Biden was still the president and Trump supporters would bring up no new wars, it was actually quite complex for me to debunk that. I would have to go into him moving the embassy to Jerusalem, all of the ways that he sparked different conflicts that happened down the road, his weakness on the global stage. You know, when you're explaining, you're losing in politics. It was kind of hard for me to get in there, but he obviously is not the peace president. 2 years later, today, when Trump supporters try to say no new wars, we can debunk it so easily. They don't even try to say it anymore. Trump basically wiped out one of the main talking points that MAGA pundits and debaters used to use, and now he's trying to refurbish his career as some sort of peace president because he's inviting two leaders to the White House after he escalated, started, and helped spark a massive conflict between the two countries in the Middle East. Absolutely absurd. Then he says, "Trying to get a little breathing room between Israel and Lebanon. It has been a long time since the two leaders have spoken, like 34 years. We also know that 154 Israeli soldiers were wounded in southern Lebanon since last Thursday. Israel's military said one reserve soldier was killed and three others wounded after a vehicle overturned in southern Lebanon. You might be asking yourself, why are there Israeli soldiers in Lebanon? Well, in March of 2026, last month, the IDF mobilized into Lebanon off of the back of this war that Donald Trump and Bibi Netanyahu launched in a unilateral manner. We have reporting that Bibi Netanyahu has pitched this exact war to our presidents for the past 20 years or so. So time and time again, he's like, we should do it. We should go to war with Iran. And everybody, including Bush, was like, no, dog, we're not going to do that. Until Trump came along and said, sure, if it'll be like Venezuela, then sure. Then Bibi Netanyahu apparently overpromised, underdelivered, and here we are, 6-7 weeks in, breaking past the timeline. Israel killed on around April 10th. Israel killed 357 people and wounded 1,200 others in just 10 minutes, a week or two back, dropping 160 bombs on 100 locations across Lebanon. Not enough people are talking about these war crimes. And guess what? The U.S. Senate just rejected a motion to discharge a resolution seeking to block sale of weapons to Israel in a 59-40 vote. 40 out of the 47 Democrats voted to block the sale of weapons to Israel. So don't get it twisted. The Democrats are infinitely better than the Republicans. Yes, there are 7 Democrats that we need to push to understand the stakes, but do not say both sides are the same. Republicans were the ones that held this up, along with 7 Democrats who we need to put pressure on. The other 40 seem to understand the stakes here. I love you all. If you appreciate these videos on the Adam Mockler feed, make sure you drop a like and subscribe below. I'll see you in the next one. Peace out.